You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, it's Two Teas in a Pod. Before Tamara even gets on, I just wanted to talk about something for a second. For weeks, there had been endless chatter and comments about how LVP was treated during season 9 and the loss of her brother versus this season of Beverly Hills and Rinna dealing with the loss of her mom. I made some comments on this podcast to give some clarity and perspective of the women then versus now, and also mentioned how I now would have reacted differently if I could go back. I had no intention of trying to hurt LVP. When I said nobody knew she had a brother, I meant because she never spoke about him to the group before his passing. While I meant no intent with my words, I realized grief is a delicate thing, and I nor anybody can determine or dictate how anybody should react. So I truly apologize. So now we are officially back, Two Teas in a Pod, with myself, Teddy Mellencamp,
and Tamara Judge.
Tamara Judge. How's your weekend?
A blur, honestly. My life is just spinning so fast that I'm just like, I don't even know what's going on. Yesterday was a spent at the gym all day long, dealing with the, you know, aftermath of closing and dealing with all that. And then just working my butt off. That's it.
Does it make you feel sad or?
Yeah. Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. I get some of the weirdest questions too. Why would you close down? You love that place. Like, I'm not even going to respond. You're not like, even going to respond, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Not much I could do.
So it flew by.
Yeah, totally flew by. Now you had a big birthday party.
We did. And I did a total Teddy type invite for all of the, you know, the ones that used to get me in trouble on Beverly Hills. But it's truly who, like, who we are as people. So like my invite went out and on the Evite, it said, hey, this is, you know, Cruz's birthday party. We're having it at a indoor football location. If your child does not like playing football, this is not the party for them.
And people, nobody showed up?
Yeah, I was 25 kids deep. Everyone showed up. But I am that person that always wants to set your expectations. Like, I don't want a kid to show up and then be like, oh, I hate football and be miserable the whole time, which is why I always do invites like that.
I think our kids nowadays need to be miserable for a little bit.
I don't want to deal with it, with the parents coming and being like, we didn't realize what we got ourselves into. No, just don't. Like, you either come because you want to come and your kid likes to play football and that's what my son wants to do on his birthday, or you don't. Yeah. So I did have a couple of people that sent private texts and just said, so-and-so is not into football, so they're not coming. Let's plan something else. And I was like, great.
Oh, okay. So it worked.
So mission accomplished, but we had so much fun. And then yesterday we just went to church and then went to lunch. And then honestly, we watched like a family movie and were asleep by 7:30. So that's how exhausted.
Sounds like my night. Sleep by 7:30.
Yeah. So here we are Monday. We've got one last week before school starts over here. So yeah,
school already started here. So, and they made it later this year. So she doesn't actually start school until 8:00. And on Monday, she starts at 9:00.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
Yeah, but she gets out later and she's not happy about that. 3:30.
Why do they always have to change things up? It's like, I like this is consistency.
Yeah.
But, you know. But that was pretty much the weekend. But.
And then I realized I need to find a gym.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going to go?
Well, Eddie called me from the gym yesterday and said, hey, you want to just come out? Because we normally do a run on Sunday. You want to come to the gym and just work out? Or actually, he told me that before he left to go to the gym. I'm like, okay, give me a couple hours, whatever. Then I get to the gym. There's not one piece of equipment there. I go, are you punking me? What are you doing? He goes, oh my God. He goes, everybody came at once to pick up the equipment that I sold. Because I thought I was going to get one last workout. Nope. So now I have to go find a gym.
Is Lifetime close to you?
I don't want to go to a big box gym like that.
Yeah.
There's one by us that's a smaller, like what we had, a boutique gym, and it's open 24 hours. So you can have like a fob key into it. It's a independently like private gym. So I'm like, I might just do that. But I want to put a gym in the house.
I love the gym in our casita in the back.
Yeah.
But now that I've started going to classes again and being around other people, I realize I push myself a little bit harder.
Oh, sure. But I just like to have something here just in case, like if before I jump on the pod, I can't go drive, go to the gym, workout, come home, get ready, like just some equipment, some cardio equipment, and some, you know, like weights, hand weights and stuff to do.
Yeah, no, that's smart. Sorry, guys. I got to take a quick break. I'm just honestly sweating to death in here.
I am too. I got to turn the air on.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, now that Tam and I are back from turning on our air conditionings, because
I'm so glad you said that. I'm sitting here and I'm sweating. And I'm like, I gotta.
I know. I was like, should I break the pod to turn on the air? But like, seriously, I'm so hot right now. And I was like, all I have is a sports bra on under this. And I made an effort to not wear a hat today, which was a big mistake because look how bad my roots are. And I texted Laura and Kim. I'm like, can someone please come do my roots sometime soon? And they're like, our first availability. And I was like, I'm gonna be a brunette by the next pod.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
wear a hat next time.
I did. And then I was like, you know, I'm going to give myself a little break. But now I'm a brunette for the first 6 inches of my head.
I have like 2 hours before I have to be in full glam. So I didn't even take a shower. I just put a little makeup on and a hat. And here we are.
You know what? You're looking good. Okay. So housewife headlines. There's been a couple. The first one is this one's just in. This one's not even on our rundown, but I'm going to play it for you guys because it did make me laugh.
Are you talking about the Lisa Rinna one?
Yeah.
I just feel like everybody's extra sensitive. I mean, call me crazy, but I think I've been meaner before this season.
No, Lisa. No.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Okay.
I mean, you think this is the meanest she's ever been?
But you can't go on and say, I'm being mean because I have, you know, I'm emotional and I'm going through the loss of my mom, but I've been meaner.
Well, I think she's saying in the big scheme of the things that she's done on Housewives,
this isn't the worst she's behaved. Which
I don't keep score, so I don't remember, but you probably will because it's your franchise. So, I mean, she's always a little spicy.
I didn't watch before I went on, so I don't know. I mean, I know that there was the backstory of I didn't watch this season, but the stuff with Yolanda, that was a rough season. I think the season with Kim was rough.
Is that the Munchausen season?
Well, no, that was the Yolanda season. And then there's the Kim addiction season. Like right now, she just, you know, I'm not discrediting it. She's really having at it at Sutton, but she's not really accusing Sutton of anything, which,
yeah.
And the big scheme of things is less mean.
Okay. Lisa, she has a little bit of mean running through her. Always.
I think we all do.
And I'm here for it.
I think we all do.
That's what makes her a good housewife.
So while we're on that topic, what do you think your meanest season was? Oh, or the worst thing that you ever did as a housewife?
Through wine in Gina's face was probably pretty
You threw bad. Wine at Gina's face that's on now?
No, Gina Keo.
Oh, okay. And how upset did she get in the moment?
She wasn't happy.
Didn't go well?
Go well.
Yeah. All right. Well, then the next housewife headline also includes Lisa Rinna. And it's Lisa Rinna posts about receipts ahead of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Aspen episode. And it looks like a piece of paper folded in half, or maybe it's an envelope. And it's on her Insta story and it says Aspen receipts. And then in quotes, silence is golden. And then it's her little meme that says, you better believe I'm going to talk about it. Sipping the straw with a high. And then 7 minutes ago, she has a picture of her flipping off her camera and says, you all have a short memory. I have always been an asshole. I'm not using grief as an excuse. Grief just is. And you're welcome.
Wait, didn't she put a post up on Instagram saying that the reason why she's being so mean this season is because of grief?
I think it's just
Gotta be careful there, girl. Silence is golden. I don't know what she means by that because she's never been silent in her life.
Well,
hasn't she been teasing this scene since the start of the show or even before the show started?
Well, want to know the most annoying part? We don't even have a Beverly Hills episode this week to dissect.
Say what?
Yeah, I think there's no Beverly Hills this week. I'm like, well, now there's all this. Does she know that there's no episode this week? Yeah, no. At this point, I've really become quite immune to some of the hate.
So wait a second here. Was that Kelly Dodd that posted a comment under your Instagram post saying, I think you're more hated than me?
You think they give awards for that? Like, what do you win?
Nothing. A special place in hell? I don't know.
I mean, Kelly, you're not totally wrong. It depends on the week. So cheers to you for next week.
Yeah.
Good luck.
we'll start taking score.
Oh, and then the next one we get to is Kathy Hilton comments on Diana's page. Agrees with user saying she forgets that Diana's part of the cast. So there's a picture of
Yeah. That's pretty rich coming from the girl that's only been on twice.
Right. So it says, Bravo devotee says, every episode you talk, I forget you're a castmate. She comments this on Diana's Instagram picture. And then Kathy Hilton comments to Bravo devotee, me too. Laughy face, hearts all around.
We could do a whole podcast on Kathy's Instagram posts and comments.
I mean, we have more to talk about in regards to Kathy and Instagram posts and comments. There was another thing listen, I realize that both me and you, Tam, we have not been leading up Diana's fan club. Like, you know, we have issues with her occasionally, like when we recap. However, the amount of hate that she is getting is a lot.
Diana.
Like, you have to look at this post.
Wow.
So it's her original text, and it says, "Doctors are putting me on bed rest to stop bleeding. This trip and flying and drinking and burning my candle both ends after losing baby and all that blood 12 weeks ago, bleeding for 8 weeks straight after miscarriage and four major surgeries that have followed in the last few weeks to save my uterus was not a very intelligent thing to do. I usually wouldn't share this on a group text because it makes me look like a whining bitch, but Garcelle might think I am rude. So there it is." I don't think she's trying to be rude to Garcelle in this moment. I think she's trying to
explain herself,
yeah. But she spells Garcelle's name incorrectly.
Oh God, who went after her?
And so then
spelling police come after her.
Yeah. And then her next picture, like when you scroll to the side, it says it's Garcelle commenting, LOL, not when you Google my name, not the misspelled version.
Oh, okay. That was petty.
So then Diana writes on her Instagram, she posts both of these two photos and it says, my grammar and spelling might be off for sure. But the bottom line is I lost my baby at 18 weeks pregnancy in the most violent way and nearly died in the process. And I'm being ridiculed for spelling someone's name. Fascinating what fan favorites get away with. Go on, trolls. Do your worst. Oh, wait, you already did.
Well, that kind of makes me sad.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I think really that sad. We all do forget when we're watching a show that people are.
Yeah. Going through real life things.
And, you know, I assume that Garcelle's, you know, it was funny when Garcelle said, Google me. And then, you know, I think she's trying to be funny when she says, LOL, not the misspelled version. But I do think in that moment on that original text, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think Diana was trying to be rude to Garcelle.
No, I totally agree with you. And I think that she was really opening up. And I feel like Diana is the type of person that doesn't open up that often. I can relate to that. Like, and if I feel the same way, if I open up and share and all this stuff, suddenly I feel like I'm a big old wimp.
Like, right. And so that was her way of doing it, even though it was a little like, you know, the last sentence was a little, I don't want to say aggressive. I don't even know the right word to say, like, it was just a little out there, but I think it was just her way of like giving. And this text wasn't one meant to be shared on the show. I don't think this is like one of those private full cast group text where you're just like getting information across, because on the show, ideally any conversations with invites or turn downs or anything is supposed to be a phone conversation or a FaceTime or reading a text out loud.
Yeah.
So,
well, my heart breaks for her. I've never had a miscarriage. So,
I mean, I have, but I still think, not only the infertility stuff she's going through, but how much, I mean, that she's getting a lot of hate for a first season housewife, a lot.
Yeah.
So it's,
you think she'll be back?
I don't know that she'll be back. I mean, she's fighting pretty hard when she posts her stuff. So, I mean, maybe that's her, you know, way of getting in there a little bit more. I think she knows who she is. And I think maybe if she could start to open up to some of them in a different way and, you know, there's space for it to be figured out, but I don't know how she feels. I mean, I think it's been brutal for her this entire season, which it's rare, I think, for her first season.
It's totally rare for a new.
I mean, I guess who else? Noella got it pretty bad her first season.
She gave it pretty bad though too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then, you know, back to Kathy. Paris posted a photo and she wrote, "My faves. Love you, queens." And it's a picture of Garcelle, Kathy, Crystal, and Sutton.
Okay, so I gotta laugh because I just ordered those glasses that Crystal's wearing
from Amazon.
Amazon, yep. For something special. So now I won't be wearing them.
Yeah, I recognize those from Amazon because I've looked before as well. What is your thought on this post?
I mean, her mom's in it. Paris really isn't, she's not even on the show, right? Maybe she's throwing a little bit of shade. Yeah. But I wouldn't look too deeply into it.
My guess is that it's a little bit of foreshadowing because they know what's coming next.
So whatever's coming next, I don't know what it is, but is it coming like in the next episode?
Well, I mean, next episode they go to Aspen. So
shit went down in Aspen. And this is what Lisa Rinna has been teasing for 6 months now, however long she's been teasing it. So we're finally going to be able to see it.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what we're going to see. I don't know if it all plays out in Aspen or once they're back or whatever it is. But I think this is a little bit of Paris supporting her mom. Have you watched Potomac yet?
I have not.
Because Real Housewives Potomac, Robin and Juan Dixon obtain marriage license nearly 3 years after second engagement. People magazine article said Robin and Juan appear to be officially heading down the aisle again. The Real Housewives Potomac star and the former NBA player, both 43, obtained a marriage license on Thursday afternoon at the Howard County Clerk's Office in Maryland, confirmed to People exclusively. It's not known when the couple will be saying I do, according to the clerk's office policy. Couples with a marriage license must wait at least 2 days after applying for the license to get married. That said, the certificate doesn't expire until February 2023, so they'll have some time should they be planning for a fall or winter wedding.
Well, I can't even comment on this because I've never watched a show. I do plan on watching last season when I have a chance, because they're going to air pretty soon, right?
Yeah, I think they're airing pretty soon. And does this mean we're going to get another housewife wedding on a show? Because I don't know.
I love a good wedding.
Yeah. Well, I think we, of course you do, Tab.
I love a good wedding.
You want to fill us in on the Meredith Marks of it all?
I have to. Meredith Marks explains why she defended Jen Shaw before her guilty plea. Meredith Marks is not disengaging from the conversation about Jen Shaw. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star is finally sharing her reaction to her co-star's surprisingly guilty plea in July, which came just a day after Meredith posted a message of support. Oh, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, and this is her quote, obviously, I'm surprised. Meredith said on the Zach Peter No Filter podcast, I think probably everybody's surprised. I don't think anyone was expecting that. Explaining the awkwardly timed post, Meredith clarified that she wasn't anticipating Jen's new plea. Instead, she was responding to those leaving rude messages after she uploaded a picture featuring an embattled co-star. So basically, she's backpedaling. She was sticking up for her friend, who has said all along that she's innocent. And then a day after she made this post, Jen went to court and pleaded guilty.
Yeah. We have a lot that's going to play out.
Well, if you're going to go to jail, can you please tell me? I don't want to make these posts. Okay.
And let's let each other know right ahead of time so that we're not shocked a day before. And yes,
please.
Another question that I have that has been in the headlines a lot is about the Vicky stuff. When she cried, when she heard you were coming back, those types of things. My question is, did Vicky tell you that she was going to be doing a podcast with Kelly prior to Kelly announcing it?
No, she has never told me that she's doing a podcast. The only thing she's ever said to me is that she had a couple of podcasts that didn't make it. And she doesn't like podcasts. They tend to get you in trouble. And as far as this podcast, she said, I'm not going to watch all these Housewives shows. So I don't know what they're going to be doing their podcast on. Obviously, there's enough space for all of us. So
right, but
best of luck.
But you even told Vicky in advance you were doing this podcast.
I did.
So Vicky, calling kettle.
She pooed on it. And then she.
Great that she's doing it, but why not tell you about it?
I know.
That's a
little sus there.
It's a little sus, but let's take a little break and we'll come back and talk about Atlanta.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
We are back to talk about Atlanta.
What were your thoughts about this episode in general? Just sum it up.
It was a little too spaced out for me that they're talking about the same topics over and over again. That I truly think that the fact that Kenya and Sheree weren't like, I think that was like almost a production issue. It doesn't seem to me like Sonia was like going out of her way.
But why are we fighting over this? The girl was,
and who wants to go to that anyway? Who wants to go watch people work?
I know. That's why I'm like, are we serious? I remember one year we fought over Heather taking Shannon's chair. And it was a big, and I'm like, Oh, no, no. The one thing I will say, we filmed in Jamaica and it was interesting to see because we were at some of the same places like that river.
You went in those little.
We did. It was actually really fun. You cruise through the river. They didn't show a whole lot of it, but cruise through the river. We could get off at different areas and there'd be like a guy there selling things. I still have this big seashell that I bought.
Of course you bought it.
Is it a conch? Is that what it's called? A conch? The ones you can blow out? I do. I have it on display. Every housewife trip that I would go on, I would get something to take home like that.
Well, I think the birds were the star of this episode for sure.
I think that was a little overacting. One bird shit on one napkin. Let's not get crazy.
Somebody's leg. Like, I know it was a lot. Okay.
It's good luck.
But we start at the beginning with Sonia and Ross are shown leaving the dinner table after the argument. Ross felt like he was witnessing his wife drowning. And as her husband, he wanted to save her. I have to say, I don't want my husband to ever say that I'm drowning. Like, just assume I'm pulling it together.
Yeah.
Drowning is a little.
Well, maybe he felt like she's getting a little beat up. Maybe drowning wasn't the appropriate word, but I honestly did not see anything wrong with what he did. It wasn't like he attacked anybody or anything.
I mean, I agree. You see Kenya and Sheree having conflicting views on this in their confessionals where Kenya's saying, you know, I thought it was aggressive. And I remember last week I was thinking before I saw that he had just walked away from the table thinking it was slightly aggressive as well. But as I watched it and I saw that all he did was get up and walk away. I mean, but it's up to each person on how they're going to take something. But
right. I mean, if he like was cursing and telling off somebody, then I'd be like, oh, you know, sit down, bro. Or what does Sonia say? You're whack, bro. you're whack, bro.
I mean, I do think that they're looking for stuff to fight about at this point. The ladies are annoyed and don't get why Sonia would make Marlo the temporary host while she's at work. I personally didn't really understand that either.
There was a whole lot of fighting and getting annoyed over the stupidest stuff in this episode.
But like, why do you need a host for everything? Why can't you just send a message like, here's the itinerary for the day?
It was probably Marlo taking over saying that. Did they? Because I don't recall her saying, you need to be the host now.
No, we never saw her saying.
So I feel like knowing Marlo, it's probably she took it upon herself to call herself the host.
And like,
to irritate people.
I mean, it did. It was irritating. Like, I felt like she was just, you can't be getting in fights with somebody and then be over the top. Like you're all best friends and like, let's sit here and let's do that. It just doesn't happen. So, you know, it is what it was. And then Candy says it was intimidating. Oh, Candy was one that said it was intimidating for Sonia's husband to get up and yell at dinner. Kenya felt bad since she had no one stand up for her since she doesn't have a husband/partner with her. Sheree says Ross's tone was over the top, but he was defending his wife.
I think everybody's going to take it in a different way. And especially somebody that's not married. They're going to be, you know, a single girl like, oh my God. Like, but if they had a husband, they'd expect him to do the same thing.
Yeah. I think it's to each his own. I would not expect it. I don't want it. I just think.
Eddie wouldn't do it. I'll tell you that.
I mean, Eddie wouldn't. He would. No. That's what I'm saying. You may want that. You think you want that. But the second that Eddie did that, you'd be like embarrassed.
But I'm saying like, I don't care if I can hold my own, so I don't need it. But
See, by him saying she needed it.
Well, maybe she did. Maybe she's super sensitive. I don't know.
Well, I'm super sensitive and I still don't want my husband to get up and speak on my behalf.
Yeah, I don't know. But I didn't feel like he was aggressive is all I'm saying.
No, I don't. I think he was just like a nut. Also, it's his first season doing the show. He's probably like, what is happening here? Do we ever have a dinner? Like, I doubt he was watching all the past seasons.
Well, I would have to say that Sonia is never at a loss for words. I've never seen a newbie talk as much as she does.
Well, what about when they called her, said you're doing the Drew?
What was the Drew? What is that?
The Drew is when you don't ever let somebody get their side of the story out.
Oh, you do the Drew sometimes.
I do the Drew. Yeah.
You do the Drew.
I do the Drew. And I think that, But has Sonia,
has it been nice not having Drew in the mix?
No, I miss Drew actually.
You do? Okay. Yeah.
I felt like when she was sitting in her room and like she's like, oh, I can't fly back if I do this and I have to, I felt bad for her. I was like,
oh God. Yeah, I know firsthand being in Mexico with a broken foot and we still had 2 days left. I had to sit in bed.
Yeah. Not fun. I think that, you know, the scenes with her in it, she brings something to the table.
Oh, 1,000%.
But Sonia made a big housewife foul. When you say big things, like where you're like, there's been this many times, like you're constantly being, you know, what was the word that she used? Like, not belittling, but something along that, dismissive or whatever the word was that she used.
When she was talking to Kenya.
Yeah. When she was talking to Kenya. And then Kenya's like, can I have some examples?
Yeah. She should have been, these are my receipts here. Well, first of all, you did this and then you did this and you did this. If you're gonna put the blame on somebody, you better have it to back it up.
Yep. You got to have all those. Don't even bother going there, especially with a seasoned housewife, because they are going to ask you the questions. And if you don't have the answers, they just won.
You're screwed.
Then there's Monietta tells Candy that Marlo opened up to her and thinks she may have a new things to say to Candy. Candy says Marlo does this every time she lashes out on someone and brings up her emotional trauma. Candy is not open to getting in a better place with Marlo. Okay, my first question is Monietta an actual friend up?
I don't know. I really didn't even pay much attention to that scene because I really didn't think we were going to discuss it. She's hardly in it. You kind of see her in the background. I don't know.
But I think it goes to when they start action, when Candy tells Marlo she was making a true statement about her nephews and then says probably the second funniest thing of the show, which is she goes, I am not Michelle Obama. If Marlo goes low, I will go lower.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Candy's got some great one-liners.
Oh,
great.
So,
but I love, but how about when Candy says, you know, I was just speaking the truth. And then didn't Marlo say something like, so was I? She's like, no, that information about my husband is not true.
Yeah. Then she switched right over to the husband. But what I was a little bit confused by was why Marlo is upset that this was being brought up in the group when Marlo is the one that brought this, all of this conversation to the group about her sister's sons.
Marlo makes my head spin every single episode. She can click it on and click it off so quickly and be so mean and then go, oh, come on, Candy. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean, but it's not like she solely had that conversation with Candy and then Candy threw it in her face. She told everybody.
Everybody.
Then she planned a whole trip to make herself feel better afterwards. And also, I mean, was Drew even there in that conversation? Like, why is it just,
I don't think so.
Yeah. Drew and Ralph. I mean, I still think I think there will be more drama to come. They also pan a lot to foreshadowing of Sheree's presentation. Like it's not going to be coming together well.
I worry for her. I really do. I know she's got a new team she's working with, but how many years has she been working on this?
I know. Well, I worry because if we're already seeing this much about it, then it's only going to get worse.
Oh, well, I hope she can pull it together. I really do.
And then go ahead.
Is there a website you can go on to see if her stuff is for sale? Because if they filmed this like over 6-7 months ago, she should have like things already out there being sold.
Well, we'll have to check that. Somebody will let us know in a second. But what about how the scenes for next week when Marlo and Kenya end up making up over their heated argument in Jamaica over KFC?
Oh my gosh. Now that was the first I've ever seen them do flashback like that. Like they had, obviously when somebody, they don't ever want us to do anything, especially make up off camera.
Yeah.
So to do something like that, that was very creative how they pieced that together.
Well, and then the editors were actually brilliant because the entire episode you're seeing Candy talking about food. Like, I'm never going to miss a meal. This is going to happen. Like, oh, okay. I don't care that the bird pooped on it. And then they, at the very, very end, they show that they made up over KFC.
Oh my God. I thought Candy looked so cute when she was holding her food and she has those pigtails that she had. She looked like a little kid.
I know. She was.
She was super cute.
Oh, by the way, I'm on Sheree's website right now. And there
what's
looks
for sale?
There looks to be some things. Explore, connect. I mean, the website looks good when at the main page, but I'm trying to get to the additional things. Be intentional, live on purpose, stay tuned for fashion, fitness, and other exciting ways to connect.
So there's nothing on it. That's sure. Not good. That is not good.
Hold on. I want to make sure that I'm correct here. Yeah, I think
you can't buy anything. Okay, so you guys, that was filmed months ago. And now we are fast forward.
Yeah,
you can't. I don't understand anything. It. I don't understand
that. That's a perfect example of when you're on the show and you're trying to build a storyline around a business so that more people will buy it, but then it can't ever come to fruition because it's not a business.
It's not, and you're not surrounding yourself with the right people.
Yeah, that are helping you get it done.
Well, if she doesn't have a line by the end of this year, I don't ever want to hear She by Sheree again.
She should. What they could be doing, let's give her the benefit of the doubt, is they could be dropping the website the second that episode airs. Like, they don't want to give it away in advance, which could possibly be the case.
Well, then we'll check back next week.
We'll check back whenever the release happens and we'll let you guys know. Because that could be. I mean, maybe they want to break the internet. So many downloads, so many purchases.
Okay, I hope so. Because I'm getting worried.
Let's hope for her sake because we do like her. Going into a the end of the show is really just Candy taking down Sonia. Like, oh, also, do you remember that we have Sheree on soon?
Yes.
We can ask her all of these questions. Okay. Correctly.
Because I want one of her pieces.
So do I. I love the way she dresses.
I want the men's jogger with the dick cut out.
What about when the part that made me laugh when Sheree did go to see Sonia at the iFit thing, and Sonia's like, do you want to do the workout with me? And you see her face like, shit,
I should have stayed home.
And then she's like, no, not now. Oh my God.
How do you think Sonia doing all this fitness stuff, which makes total sense because she is an athlete, husband's an athlete, they look extremely fit, versus what Drew was doing? Do you think Drew's kind of bummed that this...
No, I think they're doing completely different things. I think that Sonia is a personal trainer and a motivator and has the skill set to teach somebody how to work out and, you know, get started with running. So I think it makes sense. She has these big collaborations. And I think that Drew is giving it, you know, to anybody who also is lacking some inspiration, who wants to start at a different level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not everyone's going to be able to go right out and.
But as a cast member, if they brought somebody on for, and they were doing meal plans and motivation, I'm sure for like you, it'd be like, really?
I actually don't think I care because I personally don't think that it's a one size fits all for any kind of lifestyle change. Like everybody's going to be like, you and I are both, we live a relatively healthy lifestyle. Do we do the same exact thing? No. Do I think the way that you do it is wrong? No.
Right.
So I think if you're watching a show and whatever it is resonates with you, great. If it doesn't, do the other thing. So I tried 1 million things until I figured out what worked. So as long as you're feeling good, I'm fine with it. Let's get into a little bit of fan thoughts.
Yeah, they think the new girl's husbands need to take a seat. Do not talk to any women. Don't talk to any women that way. I didn't think that it was horrible what he said. Would my husband do that? No. But
could you imagine how you would have reacted or the women would have reacted if Ralph would have talked to everybody like that?
Well, as long as he...
No, remember, everybody, Ralph would just speak and he'd get eaten alive before.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I think it's just because
I think it all depends on, you're right. It depends on who's the guy that said it.
Because Ross has been likable and easygoing and just kind of go with the flow. So now all of a sudden this change in personality, you're like, what's happening? So,
I still don't think it was horrible, but okay.
These women are fighting over nothing. It's sad given how great season one through season nine is. This is a huge fail. I mean, I don't think you need to go to that level, Jackson.
Jackson. Stop it, Jackson. Candy and Tanya going at it is funny. And Candy saying she's not Michelle Obama, the best. And I agree. That was the best part. One of the best lines of the show, for sure.
This is from Kelly. I'm not trying to be negative, but Marlo just brings negativity to the show.
She does.
And you do see that because everybody's doing everything they can to not be with her.
Yeah.
So
I don't think her and I would get along if we were on the same show.
Yeah, I don't think so either. A relatable moment was when they were all on the river and Candy's on the phone and her husband's texting. Sonia's like, guys, be in the moment. And they're like, are you kidding? We're so thrilled to have this time to catch up on emails. Like, how many times have you been with your husband? And like, you know, like you should be having that moment where you're really both present with one another and like taking it all in, but you're like, I really want to get through my emails.
What's your thoughts on Todd making that comment? We're going to VIP.
I think he was trying to be funny.
He was trying to be cool. I don't know why that rubs me the wrong way.
I mean, there was nothing VIP about it. There was no other humans there. There was no other people there.
It was a cabana.
It was a cabana. But like, it's only considered VIP if there's other people trying to get
in. Yeah, and there's servers and all that stuff. Yeah, no.
Yeah, like I didn't see anybody coming to bring anybody drinks or food. You weren't getting any special service.
So he was just being funny.
I think he was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much that was the episode, guys.
That's it. And I'm super bummed that we will not have Beverly Hills next week, but will we have Dubai? And is it Dubai's season finale next week?
Dubai's season finale. And we will be having on Lisa Milan. So,
You know, I met Lisa.
Oh yeah. What do I have? Cause you're not able to be on with me with Lisa. So any little snippets you want me to ask?
No, there really isn't. I mean, it was a very brief meeting. She was recording Watch What Happens Live and I was going on live. So it was more like, hi, nice to meet you, passing in the hallway kind of thing.
Oh, I remember one thing you said that I can ask.
Entourage.
You said she had a big entourage.
Yeah, she had an entourage. Yeah, she had a lot of people working on her.
All right. Well, these are things we're going to ask. Feel free to send in more questions that I should ask her. And thanks you guys for joining Two Teas in a Pod this week.
It's a big day for me, so.
It's a big day.
Wish me the best. Wish me the best. Wish I could tell you about
it. I wish you could tell me about it too, but I can't wait to watch it. I mean, I already know, but I can't share. So anyways, good luck today.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.